Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we've done one example of the cash flow statement, let's do another, because this one really can be kind of challenging and it does need some practice. So let's take a look at example two from the website problems. Here, let's just read it together. Here's what it says. The following information was taken from the 2003 income statement of Betty DeRose Inc. So you can see Betty's income statement for 2003. And then below they give us the balance sheets as of the end of 03 and 02. Set up just like the first example that we did where we worked through the cash flow statement. Then they give us an additional piece of information there at the bottom in bold. A parcel of land costing $22,000 was purchased for cash during 2003. Prepare the cash flow statement for Betty for 03. Let's do this, and in this module, let's just work through the operating activities, because those are the most involved. And let's go ahead, we'll set it up for both direct and then indirect, just so we can get some practice. So let's go ahead to the next slide, and let's jump right into it. And let's start with the direct method. Remember, we're going to go right down the income statement. For each item on the income statement, identify the corresponding balance sheet account, draw a T account, and force out the cash effect. We start, first account on the income statement is sales revenue, corresponds to accounts receivable on the balance sheet. Let's enter in the beginning balance and the ending balance given to us in the balance sheets there in the middle of the page. Why, and here's the questions you have to ask yourself, why would accounts receivable go up? What would cause an increase in accounts receivable? Well, the reason we would have more accounts receivable is we make more sales. So the sales revenue number, the number from the income statement, the accrual number, that increases the receivables. Put it on the debit side. Why would accounts receivable go down? What would cause the decrease? Well, we collect our cash. When our customers pay us, well, the receivable goes down. They don't owe it to us anymore. They've actually given us our money. So now we can set up our algebra equation. Beginning balance plus the sales that we made minus the cash we collected from our customers is equal to the ending balance. Solve for X, looks like we collected $496,000 of cash from our customers during the year. Hopefully it looks familiar to you. This is the same process we did when we did the first example, and it will always be the same process. It's cash flow statement in this respect, rather procedural. You want to get that process down. Let's go to the next slide and look at the next item on the income statement, cost of goods sold. Matches up to the inventory on the balance sheet, right? Inventory is the cost of the goods that we sold to customers. Enter in the beginning and the ending inventory balance. Now ask yourself, why would inventory go up? Why would we have more? Well, because we go out and we make purchases. Why would inventory go down? What causes us to have less inventory? Well, we sell it. So the cost of goods sold is the decrease to the inventory account. Well, now we set it up and do the algebra equation just like previously, and we can figure out that we purchased $308,000 of inventory from customers. But I have a question for you. Why can't we stop here? Why is it that this calculation, this cash calculation related to cost of goods sold, why does it have two steps? Why can't you stop here? Well, you know that you purchased $308,000 of inventory. That does not tell us if we actually paid cash or not. It's very likely some of these purchases were made on account. So you have to go through a two-step process. Step one, analyze the inventory account to figure out how much inventory was purchased. Go to the next slide, and step two is to analyze the accounts payable account. Figure out how much of those purchases have been paid for in cash, because remember, that's what we're after. The statement of cash flows just wants to know the cash in and the cash out. Accounts payable, enter in the beginning and ending balances given to us in the problem. Accounts payable goes up. We owe more money because of the purchases we made. We just calculated that number on the previous slide, $308,000. Our liability goes down, accounts payable decreases when we actually make payments. That's the cash flow here. The cash that we paid to our suppliers reduces our liability. Set up the algebra equation, solve for X. The cash paid to our suppliers, $314,000. That one's tough because that requires two steps. Everything else, just a one-step process. But this one goes through two, and a lot of folks tend to forget about that second step. Make sure you're comfortable with that. So we say, okay, next item on the income statement is depreciation. What are we going to do with that one? We're going to ignore it, right? Depreciation is non-cash, does not have a cash effect. So we can ignore it in our calculations. What about the next one, the loss on the sale of the land? Hey, another non-cash item. Ignore it. No cash involved or related to that loss. So depreciation, losses, and gains, if you had any, all non-cash items, all ignored when we do the direct method for the operating activities. But we go to the next expense, next item on the income statement, salaries expense. You got to pay cash for that. Matches up with which balance sheet account? We'll go to the next slide. Matches up with salaries payable, right? Salaries expense corresponds with salaries payable. Enter in the beginning and ending balances. Salaries payable goes up. We owe more money when our employees do more work. So the salary expense increases what we owe our employees. Salaries payable goes down when we actually pay the cash to those employees. That's the decrease here. So, hey, this is the same process, right? We set up our algebra equation, solve for X, and we can determine the cash that was paid to our employees for salaries, $48,000. Next account on the income statement, income tax expense. Matches up with which balance sheet account? We'll go to the next slide. Matches up with income tax payable. Same process. Enter in beginning and ending balances. The income tax is payable. The liability goes up. It increases when we incur taxes. So the income tax expense increases what we owe to the government. The income tax payable goes down or decreases when we actually pay the cash for those taxes. That's the number we're after here, the cash flow. Set up the algebra equation, solve for X, the amount of cash paid for taxes, to be $35,000. And we're done. There are no more items on the income statement to deal with. We have dealt with every operating activity in this problem. So simply go to the next slide, and there is what the operating activities prepared using the direct method would look like. Cash collections from customers, $496,000. And then we had cash paid to purchase inventory, to our employees for salaries, and to the government for taxes, giving us a net cash provided by operating activities, $99,000. Now, that's the direct method. Let's see if we can do the indirect method as well. In fact, what would be just wonderful is if you were just to pause me for just a couple of moments, pause the module, and write out for yourself the indirect method. See if you can write it out and get to, that should give you the same number, see if you can write it out and get to net cash provided from operating activities, $99,000. When you give it a shot, you know, if you don't get it right, you don't get it right. That's not the issue. Give it a shot. See if you can do it. Once you've done that, turn me back on, and let's go to the next slide. And here on this last slide, you can see what the indirect method would look like. Start with net income. The first adjustment we always make is we add back depreciation expense. We also add in any losses, and we did have a loss on the sale of land. If it existed, we would subtract gains. There weren't any gains in this problem. We then make those adjustments for current assets and current liabilities. In this case, our accounts receivable and inventory, both current assets increased. From beginning to end of the year, the balance went up. That increase amount should be subtracted. We had three current liabilities, the accounts payable and the income tax payable, both decreased. The amount of that decrease is a subtraction, right? You subtract that in this calculation. Salaries payable account, however, it actually increased during the year. The amount of that increase is added in this adjustments to reconcile net income to cash. When you go through all of that, the indirect method will show you the same number as the direct method. Net cash provided by operating activities, $99,000.